these different like food produces that are locally sourced has been fantastic as well. So I've enjoyed it all, really.
And Jessica, your highlights?
Well, I think the general mood has been one of my highlights, because even though it's a bit dismal outside, everybody seems to be very positive and so excited and eager to share the store, I suppose. But I don't know, I really love that rabbit, actually. But this bread, I think, is fantastic. Just everything, really.
We've just had a 10 out of 10 from the gentleman who helped make the bread, of course, and put the thing together. I'm saying that because I think we had one or two challenges. We have Ed Wellman here. Ed, the girls have actually got their very own bread here. So thoughts from your own point of view?
Let me have a look. Looks... That's an extremely large bread roll. Is it a loaf or a roll, Ed?
A loaf, I guess. A loaf.
That's very good. So tell me about how you made it.
Well, I just kneaded it. I got all my anger and frustration out onto the dough.
Punched it, pummeled it.
Yeah.
Basically attacked.
Pushed it, pulled it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Seeing a whole new side to the drivettes. I'm glad you didn't talk to me like that on Thursday morning on air. But wonderful. And I'm very interested about the soup making. And in fact, even though you've said it's been a really rotten day in terms of the weather, it's just nice to come out of Lincoln and to get onto the showground and actually to realise that there's a big wide world out there in the countryside.
Our bread man has given a sort of 10 out of 10 to the whole thing. You mentioned soup. Let's see if we can actually catch a few sort of words with these focus. Well, first, just see Rosie. Can we grab a few words with you? Rosie, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you, yeah.
Good news. Our bread man's given the whole event 10 out of 10. He thinks you're to be congratulated for producing a really outstanding show here. Well done.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you, yeah.
So you must be pleased with how it's come together, but at the same time, it's pity we couldn't order the weather to have been a slightly less wet.
Yeah, that's one thing I can't control. I can't control the weather, but we've got lots of indoor things, so it's come together really well, and it's nice to see lots of happy faces going around.
Jessica has her bread that she's made here, so that's all great stuff there. Jessica, questions for Rosie.
Yeah, how are you finding? Are you stressed or anything?
No, it's fine. I've got a really, like, the team at the showground are amazing, so we've all pulled together, it's all cool, calm and collected.
And I can tell you've put in a lot of hard work for this event. Has it been everything that you dreamed it would be?
I think so. I mean, it's obviously the first year of the event, and there's always things that we could do to improve it, which we'll look at for next year, and hopefully just the weather. but it's really good. I'm pleased with it.
Ed, questions for Rosie?
Yeah, just under 3 months till the big Lincolnshire show. How's that coming?
Yeah, we're in full swing now for the Lincolnshire show, so we're many, 24th and 25th of June, so people here to get a taste of Lincolnshire and the countryside, come along to the show on those 2 days as well, so...
Rosie, I can see you're obviously on message. That's why you deserve a raise. Well done.
Thank you.
Keep coming on. We'll see you in the very near future, no doubt.
Thank you very much, and thank you for coming.
Always a pleasure. Delighted. Okay, and on to our soup man. Let's just briefly sort of move over to Jim. Jim, how's it been going from your own experience today?
It's been going absolutely brilliant. We've had a load of children making soup, and it's been going really, really well.
Okay. We've got our fine folk here, plus, of course, Ed Wellman. Do you have any tasting sort of facilities around?
Yes, we do. When the children have made the soup, they can taste it, and the gentleman over there has been bringing bread, so they've had his homemade bread and soup. What more could you ask?
What more could you ask, Ed?
I'm a great soup lover. What's the actual key to making a good soup? If you had to sum it up to a real novice like me, what's the difference between a good and a bad soup?
The flavour, the stock. That is the stock. That's the, but you can buy a lot of good quality stocks in the supermarkets and such like that you can use if you haven't got time to make your own stock.
Does the stuff need to be? Because I tend to kind of whack it all in a frying pan and start burning my onions, leeks and stuff, and I'm scared to put them in the soup if they're still a little bit crunchy. Should I not worry about that?
No, don't worry about that at all, because when you put your stock in the soup, you boil it up about 20 minutes or so, any vegetables that are crunchy will be cooked.
Let me just ask you there, I was brought up never to boil soup. Is that right, or is that just a myth as well?
No, pre-prepared soups you don't boil.
Why not?
I think a lot of it is because they're putting cream and that in soups, and it's boiling the actual cream and getting it to separate.
Okay, so no. There's no pre-made soups in your house. No.
Let's go a quick word with Ruth. Ruth, if we can just sort of move you back here. Ruth, good to see you again. We have returned, as you can tell.
Oh, you
we brought
it.
Do you know?
Would you like to try some?
Would you like to try some soup?
Yes, I'd be delighted.
A yes from Jessica.
Been really, really successful. The children have been very up for it. We've had chef of the session, so the one who's been nominated as the most involving goes away with a little chef hat as chef of the session. So we've had quite a few that have been able to do, been nominated for that, so they've been really inclusive. The knife skills and teaching children how to use knives safely have gone down really well, really, really well. All in all, really good, really pleased.
So we received a mark out of 10 for the day from our bread man. He gave it a full 10. What are your scores for Countryside Links?
For Countryside Links, I think it's an absolutely 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Just as good as our soup that we're making. 10 out of 10 for our soup too.
Emma, are you up for a tasting?
Yeah, maybe. Why not? It looks great. I mean, you've got so many different like fresh vegetables in this. So.
They're all from Uncle Henry's. Uncle Henry's, a local farm shop, sponsored our ingredients today, which has been fantastic. So it's been a real Lincolnshire affair. So.
It was nice to work through that. Ed, presumably is looking fairly bedraggled. You'd be up for some soup tasting?
Oh, I'm always up for a little bit of soup tasting.
So there we are. It's a win-win situation right across the base. From the soup-making side of things here at the Countryside Links event.
The chap who was making the bread timed it perfectly just as we're about to start. Put on our table two loaves of beautifully warm bread so the children could have fresh bread just made over there. I mean, 000 food miles.
Well, a crucial moment has actually arrived, Ruth, because you've actually provided Ed and Jessica with the official taste of this thing. So it's looking good so far. Jessica?
Oh, it's absolutely delicious. You can really taste the chicken and the vegetables straight away. I'd give it a 9.5 out of 10.
9.5 out of 10 from Ed. Is it warming you through?
This is a 10 out of 10. I could, you know, this is breakfast, lunch, evening meal. You know, I could have this on the go all day. In fact, I think quite honestly, I will do.
So there we are, Ruth. Be delighted to know it's a combined score of 19.5 out of 20 for the soup. That's very good.
Wow, that's amazing. That's on par with what we're getting at the moment from the children. So it's been. An absolute delight to work with this age group, and they're really, I like working with them because they're just sponges. They want to take everything in, suck it all up and process it in their own way, and it's just absolutely magical to watch.
And a reminder for the full website in fully correct, wonderful way. Off you go, one more time.
It's woodenspoonandwhisk.co.uk.
Emma, we're back with the wild animals, or indeed I should say the farmyard animals, not domesticated of course, but the beasts, as technically we refer to them. Chickens on one side, horses on the other, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think I'm particularly drawn to the baby chicks we've got here. They're really cute, and this is all part of the Happy Chick Company, the Happy Egg
it's
Company.
It's a cheap, cheap thrill.
They're absolutely adorable, and I think Jessica's fallen in love with them as well, I can tell.
Jessica, has the hamster and the other sort of rabbits, have they sort of been taken over by the chicken?
Oh no, I love them all equally. They've all got a special place in my heart. I love the Happy Egg Company. I think it's really important to support free-range eggs, because I've seen battery hens before and it's just absolutely horrible. We've actually rescued 6 before, and they were in such bad conditions, no feathers, and I had to take them a while to get accustomed to the light, and it was just awful. So just seeing like happy little chickens makes me really happy as well, and just the horses as well are beautiful.
And the horses behind us, would you like to just describe them?
I think they're Clydesdales, but don't quote me. But they're quite young, I think. Maybe 2 years old, I'm guessing. But they're beautiful. They're brown, white stripes, and they're very well tempered, actually.
It's interesting looking at the number of small people who are gathering around the chickens, though. There's obviously sort of bonding here between small mammalian life forms and chickens.
I think so. Small life forms like other small life forms. But no, this is great here where we've got all the small animals and things that the children can come along and like not disturb the animals or anything, but just enjoy it. And I think it's really nice.
And they can stay in the dry as well, as opposed to the slightly more damp conditions outside.
Exactly, it's definitely a benefit.
Good to see that numbers have actually sort of increased in terms of the footfall, which is always good. We seem to have lost Ed, of course. Maybe he's actually gone off on a chicken hunt.
Maybe he's gone to steal one of the rabbits, so
you never know.
And our photographer is now beginning to actually get creative once again. Jess Ward Photography, of course. You can like it on Facebook. There we are. Shameless plug.
Thanks, Alex.
Found Ed Wellman. Ed, we thought you'd actually gone off in search of various other chickens.
No. My attention's been drawn to these little, what are they, little lambs?
Yes, little lambs.
Something like that with my pyjamas shoved in, you know, with a zip under. But these are more fun because they make sounds too.
Yeah, they're very sweet actually, quite dormant at the moment.
Yeah, they look very sleepy at the moment, I think. They're very, very young, they must be quite new, but they're really cute. And it's lovely that the little children can come in and stroke them as well. Lovely.
All part, I believe, of the Rand Farm Park area. We'll try and obviously get a few words with some of these folk. If we can't get it today, we'll do it for various other events. But it's nice to see that Countryside Links does seem to have kind of expanded solidly into this field, because it's an area that when we had our first little wander through, we weren't aware of this range of things we've got here.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think it's great that we have got all the animals and that kind of side of things as well, because obviously it is a big element of being in the countryside. So I think it's great.
And as promised, we're able now to actually speak to representatives from Rand Farm Park. We're speaking to
Joshua Waring.
Joshua, we've already had the R collection here from both Jessica and Emma. Even Ed, I think, we're taking
part as well. Yeah, not too old to R.
Share with us what you've actually brought today for Countryside Links.
We brought four bottle feeding lambs that we'll be bottle feeding. We've done them once at 12 o'clock. We're doing them again at 2 o'clock this afternoon if anybody would like to come. We have a mare and foal. The foal was born in early January, so she's still very cute and fluffy. Her name's Marley. A couple of guinea pigs that people have been handling today, and similarly some chicks that people have been holding and stroking.
Jessica.
Oh, I'm loving all these animals. They're so cute, and I just want to kind of kidnap them all.
Jessica wants to kidnap the animals. That's not the way forward. Emma?
So how old did you say the lambs were? Because they look really young at the moment.
These lambs we have with us today are between 6 and 8 weeks old. On the farm we had some born this morning, and anywhere up to, these are probably about the oldest we have at the moment, about 8 weeks.
What breed are they?
Oh, that's a tricky one. There are two Oxfords in there. I think there's a Jacob, and the other one's probably a Texel Mule Cross.
Where would you be without your Jacobs? Certainly not with a Lincolnshire Longwool. That's a different line entirely. Ed?
Josh, tell us a little bit about you and how you got into working at Rand Farm.
It's actually my parents that own and run Rand Farm Park, so I've been roped in while I'm away from uni on the holidays.
Are you going to get roped into coming to the show Comes to Town this year when we take a mini Lincolnshire show to the city?
Potentially, we do it. I think Mum and Dad did it last year.
They did, because my five-year-old nephew hasn't stopped talking about it. Uncle Ed, Rand Farm Park is the only things he says when he comes to Lincoln, so it's great.
Good, well, I'm pleased we're out there. I don't think it coincides very well with my timetable, but Mum and Dad are always there every year.
And which university do you attend?
I'm at the University of Leeds, studying mechanical engineering.
Very good, excellent. Emma?
Yeah, I think it's really great that you've brought all of these little animals along. Do you think it's great for, like, children and stuff to learn about farm animals and stuff like that?
Do I think it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we do live in a rural county, but I think it's still very important that people know where their food comes from primarily. I'm a great believer in the fact that we wouldn't have any of these animals, maybe not the donkeys, but the rest of them, if we didn't eat them and they weren't viable on a commercial basis. So I think it's important that people learn about that from a young age.
I think your mother will be proud of that interview. She's still sort of steering away and doing various other bits and pieces. How can people find out more about Rand Farm Park? Is there a website people can go to?
Yeah, we have a website, www.randfarmpark.com, and we're also quite prolific on Facebook and Twitter. If you search Rand Farm Park, it should come up.
And what have your thoughts been on your first ever Countryside Links?
None of us can control the weather, but I think without the weather it would have been a really fantastic day for everybody.